Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodim, Klal Nun Dalet, Simen Vav. And we have a few points which we have left over to clarify in this Simen. One is, what is the halachic status of frying? So let's clarify that there's three possible cases of frying. There's one case where a person takes a pan and puts the batter or the dough in it and bakes it, as it were, in the pan. However, he puts a small amount of oil there to prevent it from sticking to the pan. So that is considered baking. We consider that in halacha baking. And it's pas. So if it's unflavored dough, it would be hamotzi. If it's a flavored dough, so the bracha would be mezonos, but it's pas bakistin, which means if a person has a significant amount, the bracha would be hamotzi, and the bracha achrona would be benching. So an example of this is pancakes. Pancakes in general, the amount of oil there is not a large amount of oil. It's basically baked in the pan. That's why they're called pancakes. So a person would eat a large amount of pancakes. The person would have to wash, say hamotzi, and bench. At the other end of the spectrum, is things which are deep fried. And something which is deep fried, so that's considered bishul. So all of the halachas which we're saying over here in Simen Vav would apply to it, is considered bishul. Mikra, then we came out that it's not really considered pas. It's mezonos, but it's not pas. And the bracha would be mezonos, and the bracha achrona al mikra, no matter how much one ate. And we mentioned from the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, since that was a person's intent lechatchilo, if that's the scenario, that is the person's intent lechatchilo, so we're not mochiv de machmer, and you don't have to eat a techasuda, and you can say mezonos and al mikra. An example of that is the soup mini croutons. So the mini croutons are deep fried. So even a person would eat a large amount of them. So the bracha would be mezonos, and the bracha achrona would be al mikra, not to bench. In the middle, we have a case where a person is baking something pan fried, not deep fried, but the purpose of the oil there is to impart a flavor into the item that you're cooking, that you're baking. So the Magen Avraham holds that does not have the status of bishul. That's considered afia. So according to the Magen Avraham, if it's an unflavored dough, it would be a motzi. If it's a flavored dough, it'll be mezonos, but it's possible bakistin. So a person has a large amount, they would have to say a motzi and bench. However, many achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham, and they think that frying is considered like bishul in this respect, and it changes the dough from being pas to being non-pas. It's not considered bread-like. No matter how much one would eat, the bracha is going to be mezonos and alamichya. And that will depend on the machlokes which we have here in Simen Vav. They consider it like bishul, so it would really depend on this machlokes. And again, we said in a scenario where that was the person's intent lechet kilo, Mishnah Berurah does not feel that one has to be machmer. Okay, so that's the question in regards to frying something. So in the case where, we'll discuss this in the context as well of a case where you had something which is not dough, but something which is bread. You start out with something which is actually bread, so cooking it also changes it. If the pieces are less than a gazayas, and you cook them, they lose their status of bread. Let's say you fry them. So it's going to depend on this mechlokes. Again, in the case of a person would fry it with a significant amount of oil, and the purpose of that is to impart the unique flavor that oil adds to the food, or the frying adds to the food by doing that. So, for example, matzah brei. So the pieces are less than a kazayas, and a person would fry them. So according to the Magen Avraham, they are still a motzi. According to these other Rishonim, they are actually mezonos, because the pas which has been cooked is no longer hamotzi. And they hold frying is the same thing as cooking. So here we have a scenario which, according to Magen Avraham, the bracha is going to be hamotzi. They have not lost their status of hamotzi. According to these other Rishonim, the bracha is going to be mezonos. And according to the other Rishonim, no matter how much one eats, the bracha is mezonos and alamichya. According to Magen Avraham, no matter how much one eats, the bracha is hamotzi and benching. So a person should only eat that techasuda according to this understanding of the Mishnah Berurah. The Dikur Pesach is that not like that. So one suggestion of how to deal with that, in the case where you have bread, is if you would take the matzah, which you're making the matzah brei with, and you would put it into a klirishin for even a brief amount of time with water, and then you would make the matzah brei. Or alternatively, you would add water to it and let it sit for a long amount of time, which we'll see later on, can also change the status of the bread. So then, afterwards, it will be mazonos. But regular, simple matzah brei is going to be dependent on this machlokes. So that's the issue in regards to frying. And we still have to clarify in the chayotim scenario of a possible bakistan, would the frying make it make this dough possible bakistan if it started out as an unflavored dough, but now it's flavored due to the frying? Is that considered possible bakistan? We will clarify that in the next year, Be'ezras Hashem. And meanwhile, have a good day.